You need to know that we're not operating or functioning on a regular basis. You're going to have to see that. You're going to have to. Everything the Lord is saying, you're going to have to see it, because the territories that we're going in are apostolic and prophetic, bringing the church into the realm of the last day. Okay? You happen to be a member here online, y'all hooked up with us, but there's a lot of things in the spirit world that is being exalted. All right? So, normal thinking and normal patterns will be interrupted. And God wants you to live a bigger life. When we say a bigger life, we're not talking about just material things. We're talking about a bigger life. And so the Spirit told me I need to talk to you a few minutes about that, that the whole structure of this ministry is changing. And I can tell you two ways what it's doing. It's going deeper and higher. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Don't stay on the crew. Jump off the boat and get in the water. I really want you to have it. You deserve to have it. You support this ministry. You've been backing me up for years. Don't sit here and miss this non-dimensional lifestyle. It has no level. It has no depth. It's just always beyond. And I want you to recognize that a lot of religious structures going to have to be toned down in your life. A lot of religious thinking, a lot of pattern you have picked up going to have to be toned down for you to move to a higher level. Are you listening? It is so strong. My time that I'm spending with God now, he had me in almost a puzzle zone. Because I don't know what he's going to do next. I don't know what he's going to say next. And you can go through the routine and miss it all. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so you're going to have to listen with respect to God, because God's not going to talk to you if you don't respect him. God don't put up with nobody just going through motion. I didn't want to say that. I have a lot of members don't understand what this is. They think this is a movie. I go when I get ready. Man, you don't want to miss nothing up in here. You don't want to miss a song up in here. You know, and this morning will be no different. You're going to territory this morning that is prophetic, that is apostolic, that is for the whole church world. You see, we're not ministering just to you. Our assignment now is to every church in the world. Isn't that something? Every pastor in the world, every bishop in the world. The Lord is feeding from here. So I love you, and I thank you, my ministry of help workers, these ladies who lead prayer. It's just powerful. Ushers, everybody, boys taking care of the parking lot. I mean, I hear the word divine symptoms. It's about to hit this place today. Then he took it a little further. divine surgery is about to take place this morning. All right, Lord. Divine status are about to change. Your status about to change. In the spirit, your status in the spirit is about to change this morning. You're going to be more powerful in the spirit. Open your Bibles. I want you to open your Bibles in two places. Lord, we thank you. Stand with me a little while. I want you to listen to what the Spirit of God. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, and I never heard this before. I never knew that this was what the Lord was doing. The Lord was teaching them when he prayed the Lord's Prayer in the 6th chapter of Matthew. He was teaching them, listen very carefully. How to function the prayer, the Our Father prayer,
yes.
How to function in the glory lifestyle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna minister today on maximizing living the glory lifestyle on earth. Maximize. I said, it don't even sound important because the word glory been in the ditch. The word glory, I've told you the threefold meaning of the word glory. Glory means all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. Now that's a threefold power there, man. That's a dimension. That's not no dimension. You can't measure it. You see? And so days, listen very carefully, of heaven on earth. That's the way you're supposed to be living. We don't supposed to be going through all the hell we're going through. All the hell the church going through. The church shouldn't be going through all the hell. Because we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of heaven now. Not when we get to heaven. Come on now. We are citizens of heaven now. So we should live with heaven status manifesting in our life every day. Watch what I say, Nate. Very simple. Watch what I say, Nate. You should be happy. If you don't let nothing take your presence out of God, you're going to be happy. Satan is a thief. And he come to rob you of your presence, being present in God. And so you got to protect your conscience, your mind, all that. Thoughts going to come. People are going to come and rub you wrong. You can't let them rob you. Be happy. Be holy and happy. You got it? Be holy and happy. You make a mistake, repent, and get right back in your holiness. All right, so this Lord Prayer here in Matthew chapter 6, we've got to read two scriptures, and then I'm going to say some things that are going to promote you into the glory. How many are ready to go? Yeah, you don't have to die to go to glory. You can live a glory life. You just, there's a few secrets that you have to know, a few secrets beyond the church boundaries. Oh, my goodness. Boundaries have been set by Satan on the churches. And so he put us in a religious mode because he don't really want us to know who we really are. Are you following me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you looking at the other person? I'm talking to you. You're a child of God. You are part of royalty. You can't be a child of God and be regular. You're redeemed. And it takes revelation to pull it out of you. Are you following me? See, the normal pattern is sing a song, preach a song, and let's go. No. The Holy Ghost want to reveal to you how to live the glory lifestyle. Maximizing living the glory lifestyle on earth. The Father is opening a mystery of living the glory lifestyle on earth. And I'll make a statement, and we sometimes cruise through these statements not understanding what they're really meaning, but I'm going to say it, and I ask the Holy Spirit to impact it. I want you to know you have the right to live days of heaven on earth. Days of heaven on earth. Say it. Days of heaven. Everything else going on that's not right is a lie. And you're going to have to start calling it a lie and stop babysitting it. Break that power that is telling you you are not a child of God. Break that power. We're telling you can't live the good life. Break that power that always wants you to be in sorrow and worried about something. I jumped in a lake the other night. I'm not a good swimmer. I jumped in a lake. There's a woman in here. There's a woman. I'm going to say there's a woman. She was way out in the water. I went and got her. And her and I came back to the bank. But then there was a bag loaded with beautiful clothes. Expensive clothes that God wanted her to have. That the life God wants you to have, Satan trying to rob you. So the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, but he didn't only teach them how to pray. He taught them how to go through three dimensions. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. The glory is the highest realm in the spirit realm. But he wants you to live in the glory down here. All right. Matthew 6, 9. After this manner, therefore pray you, our Father, which art in heaven, holy would be thy name. Now, the name of the Father, I got to go over that. I won't be able to get it today. But I'll get back. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy. All y'all know this prayer. Thy kingdom come. You're going to start living it, though. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. See, supplying everything. Give us a day our daily bread. Hallelujah. And then we get in trouble. Forgive us our debt, we forgive our debtors. Somebody give us trouble. We got to forgive them. And then he says in the 13th verse, and lead us not in temptation. See, you talking about, I couldn't help myself. You're lying. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. But deliver us from evil. But deliver us from evil. But deliver us from sin. For thine is the kingdom. Here you go now. Here where he headed. For thine is the kingdom, one level, and the power, another level. Then he goes to the higher level, and the glory, forever, amen. All right? Now, I need you to look at another scripture, and I'm going to let you sit down. Another scripture. Turn to Matthew 13. Please don't miss this scripture. Matthew 13. We're talking about maximizing living the glory lifestyle on earth. Living the glory lifestyle on earth. Being happy, being full of joy. Letting nothing shut you down. When you feel like you're going down, raise both hands and say, I praise you, Lord. Glory to God. I know you're here. I know you're here in this room with me. I know you got me surrounded. I praise your holy name. And then I'm hearing the Spirit of God say, if you listen this morning, you'll never be a P-R-E-Y again. You will never be a P-R-E-Y again. Satan wants you to be a prey that he can play with you and keep you. I just want you to be happy. Laugh. I want you to be happy. Just be happy, man. You know, let me cuss a little bit. Don't give a hell what's going on. Just be happy. Because you know heaven can control it. Now, you're about to read some scriptures here in Matthew 13 that's going to set you apart, even before I start giving you principle this morning. In the night verse of Matthew 13, in the night verse, only those who can pass this test can live the glory life. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? Now watch what he says. Watch what he says in the 11th verse. Watch what he says. Ooh, he answered and said unto them, because it is given you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Look at the 12th verse. For whosoever has, to him shall be given revelation, and he shall have more abundance. Then whosoever has not, that's what the devil, that's John 10:10. From him shall be taken away even that he had. Therefore, look at the 13th verse. Therefore, speak I to them in parable, because they seen. I mean, I could just read this and preach this. I mean, see not. Are you seeing or you seeing not? And hearing, wow. And they hear not. And because they can't see and they can't hear, neither do they understand who they really are. I'm just going to read down. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing they shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing shall see and shall not perceive. Look at verse 15. I'm a church member. That's what the problem is. You're a church member. We can't be church member. Not in this church. You got to walk in power in here. This is your hour. These are the last days, and God need a remnant on fire. Say, talking to me. Now, live for the verse 15. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. What? Lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and shall understand with their heart, and shall be converted, and I shall heal them. You see that? Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes. We're talking the Word of Life Christian Center. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things what you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things what you hear and have not heard them. Two more verses. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. I needed to read that 19th verse for you to see it clearly. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one. This has been happening to the church. And catch it away that was sown in their heart. This is he was received seed by the wayside. You see, it's been stealing. Sit down, you can sit down. Been stealing it. I say been stealing it. So now what we're talking about is maximizing, I've said it 3 or 4 times, living the glory lifestyle on earth. Jesus gave us steps to it in the Lord's Prayer. So next time when you're praying the Lord's Prayer, when you're reading the Lord's Prayer, know that you're stepping into your glory world. The Lord's Prayer leads you into your glory world. The Our Father prayer leads you into your glory lifestyle. The Our Father prayer weaponizes you in the spirit that you can live a glory lifestyle. All right? Remember that. Infirmities going to be removed out of your life this morning. That which is telling you you're weak, you're going to be anointed enough to call it a lie. All right? Now, I'm going to say some real strong things here to you that the Lord said to me, many things. Jesus trained us in prophetic glory. You have to become able to look in the mirror and prophesy the glory over your life. You don't need nobody else to do it for yourself. You prophesy, say, yo, I'm a woman of God. I'm filled with the Spirit. I got power. I got anointing. My steps are the steps of the Lord. I will never be defeated. I will never go down. I praise his holy name. You got to talk to yourself. Now, in this glory world, what is going to make it so tremendous? Watch this statement. Watch, this is a powerful statement. You're going to know how to prophesy the end result of every situation. You're going to know how to prophesy the end results of every situation. In other words, you're going to be able to call things that be not as though they were. No, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. You. Not the apostle. You. Call things that be not as though they were in your bedroom. So the Lord says, tell them, get ready to live a prophetic, glory life on purpose. Stop letting Satan prophesy to you. Come on, you're not going to make it. How you going to tell me I'm not going to make it? I already made it. Stop Satan from telling them lies to you that you're going to die ahead of time. Answer him and call him a lie and prophesy over your life. Some of y'all in here and some of y'all online, how many people online? You're going to change this morning. You're going to turn prophetical. letting the world see God's glory on you. Wear it like it's yours, for it is yours. In the next 20 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place and going to wrap you with glory. All your problems are going to be smothered by the power that's on the inside of you. Are you listening to me? Letting the world see God's glory on you. Giving all glory, you listening? To God for his goodness at all times. And in and through every situation. I'm going to give you that again. Because you need to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this. Giving all glory to God for his goodness at all times, in and through every situation. In other words, no matter what you go through, God is there with you. And he always going to bring you through. That's a glory life. I don't care who came against me. I don't care what the world system going through. I got a God that's going to bring me through. I must never let the vocabulary come in my vocabulary how I'm going to make it. That's not your vocabulary. A child of God can't talk like that. No matter what's going on, you can't be thinking about how you're going to make it. You know why? You made it. That's why faith is in the present tense. Faith is not in the past and the future. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not in the past. Faith is not in the future. Faith always now. If faith is always now, thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If faith is always now, and faith is a real lifestyle, I always have the victory. Not by what I see, not by what I feel, not by what I'm hearing, it's by what I'm knowing. You got to become a knower in the spirit. You heard that? I said you have to become a knower in the spirit. That's the glory life. The glory life is a knower life. I am anointed. I am blessed. I am victorious. I am happy. I am full of joy. Come on, say it if you don't believe it. Say it. Don't waste my time. Say it if you don't believe it. Say it. God, don't sit there and don't say nothing. I'm trying to get something in you. Don't sit there like you're at a regular Sunday school. This ain't no Sunday school. I'm imparting to you. I'm prophesying. I'm trying to flush something out of you. Put you in your right position. You got to get in your, you're going to be a member here. You got to get in your right position. You got to know who you are. Matter of fact, thus said the Lord. Now listen to this. You're going to shout now. I'm taking all limbs off you. He just said, he just told me that, Ronald. He just told me, tell them I'm taking all limbs off of them right now. You leave here living a non-limited life. God can make people do something for you. People who don't lack you, they're going to do it anyway. Come on, grab your power. Grab your power. Let it get on you. Grab it. Glory victory is about to hit this place. Removing all disgrace. causing you to rise in your glory place. I got to read some of this stuff because it's so powerful. I've been writing and writing. You got to rise in your glory grace. Sit down, because I want you to write this. Now, I want you to hear this, because this, I'm prophesying. I'm preaching and prophesying. Because it's almost all prophetic. I just can't get a regular statement to make almost no more. And so pay close attention, because something's going to hit you. Something going to hit you up here in the morning. You're going to get something in your mind. You're going to get in your car and kick the side, kick the door. Something's going to hit you in here this morning. I feel this, man, listen. God going to put something on you this morning. God going to put something in you. Man. See, these are, listen very carefully, very simple. These are wearing sermons. They're not just to be listened to. You need to leave here wearing something besides the outfit you got on. You need to be sharp in the spirit. You need to be well-dressed in the spirit. Laugh for me one more time. Laugh for me. Come on, laugh. I said laugh. You have a right to be happy. Listen, you will laugh after this. This world is not supposed to run your life. The word is supposed to run your life. Laugh now. Come on. I'm sure you see it. You know, she handed this check to me, and why she handed it to me, and what's on here. I won't talk to you about your song in a minute, because I can't hold it no more. Press yourself to go to higher levels. I'm telling you, press yourself. Go from 5 to 10. Go from 10 to 15. Go to 20. You're gonna feel encouragement. And come on now. See, I'm saying this by dust said the Lord, because Leroy just told you, I don't have no money need. It's not for me. I'm trying to get you to do something. All right? Yeah, don't get satisfied in that $5 thing. And I never said nothing about sawing on a step, none of that. But the Lord, I think I need to tell people, keep pressing yourself where you can sow $500. I'm not asking you to sow no $500, but I'm just telling you, she didn't come to a point she can sow $500. Man come to me and said this morning, he said, I give $1,500, but I was supposed to give $25. So he has another $1,000. You don't have that in the church, but see, that mean he had to have it. Where did it come from? She had to have it. Who give her this? Come on, son. Y'all not gonna live. Y'all not gonna live in pennies. That's just a bunch of hundreds, yeah. Y'all not gonna live on welfare. Y'all gonna live in financial warfare. I want what's mine. I had to go way out on a limb to do that as a prophet. I had to go way out on a limb because I don't disturb this. Yes, this is God. It's not me. Yeah. But I just had to share you share with you how I made my leaps. All right? I told you about the deal with Fred Price, how Fred go up there and talk about 50,000. Lord, Lord, have mercy. He ain't started at 50,000. He started with 5. All right, let me try to get you the rest of this. Sit down. Now, the girl going to hit and I'm going to quit. But he's coming. Oh, yes, sir. Up and yet this morning? Yeah. Write down on your note promotion again. Now, the banners that is due to you about to flow to you. Matter of fact, body of Christ, you got a large account you never checked in on. They try to make us normal. They try to make us church members. They try to make us a denomination, but we're not none of that. We're the children of God. And what the Father had belonged to us. Glory miracles are on the horizon. I got a couple in here. I told her to text to my son's phone. A husband and wife in here right now. An angel came to their door. And just flat up. More than one time. Come to that house. No, she got a picture of it. You sat there and asked questions. She got pictures of it. Showed me the pictures. Matter of fact, I'm going to send a few angels to your house in the name of Jesus. You're going to live this life, baby. I said you're going to live this life. Jesus, you know, our Father, he that has ears, let him hear. My God. All normal days are over. You are, why would the next statement say? You were designed by God to live in the extra. All normal days are over. You are designed by God to live in the extra. Y'all ain't gonna cut up no more about that. Y'all ain't gonna shout about that. The Lord told me to come here and tell you you're designed to live in the extra, and you're gonna sit down and look at me like I'm not saying nothing. You just being promoted in the spirit right now by the glory of God. You're not a normal Christian anymore. You turning in to be a prophetic Christian. You got the ability to prophesy blessing over your life. Yourself. You don't need a prophet to do it for you. When you got revelation knowledge, the revelation knowledge that God is placing on you is not normal. Satan don't want you to know this. Satan want me humming and getting you in a groove. That's what he want me to do. And I can do that. And every now and then I'll make you a little happy like that. But right now, we've been on business here right now. So all normal days are over. You are designed by God to live extra. Oh, man, I love it. I'm designed by God to live extra. Designed, Look, if you do this, I'm designed by God to live extra. And thus said the Lord, I'm about to add something to their lives. Those who are hearing, those who are really hearing, God is about to add some things to your life. Listen to this. Layers, L-A-Y-E-R-S, of the supernatural are about to flow through you on a daily basis. Layers. What? Basically what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, you're about to shut Satan down. He going to make effort, but you're going to meet him at the door with the sword in your hand and with your shield of faith on, quenching all his fiery darts and cutting him with the sword. Thus said the Lord, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessing the city. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I don't know why I say this. Why I'm going to say this. It might hurt somebody's feelings. Why y'all wearing them big cross and have no resurrection? You know, people have them big cross around their neck. It's time for resurrection in my life. Huh? To live like God wants me to live. Because, see, your life is testifying for God in the earth realm. Come on now. Come on, come on. See, your life is testifying. See, God want to bless you so you can testify for him. That he's not a man that he should lie, but he'll make it good. See. Actually, you are God evidence on earth. Listen to this. Don't let Satan keep you in a popcorn machine and your life is not flourishing, but you're always trying to get somewhere. You're already there. Take ownership. Claim it. Say it. Walk in it. Act like it. Shoo. How to live days of heaven on earth. Sit down. And glorify God every day. Now watch what we'll say here. See, the Lord knows. Some of you all will receive this prophetic word, and your life will take off in abundance. Now, I want you, y'all better cut up now. I want you to tell the person next to you, you ain't getting mine. I ain't gonna be stupid. I ain't gonna sit up here. You ain't getting mine. Oh no, I'm listening. You ain't getting mine. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and let you get by. I ain't going to sit here and be dumb. I ain't going to sit here and act like God ain't saying nothing to me. You ain't getting by. The Spirit, that's just somebody. Watch what the Lord says. Watch what the Lord says. Many of you about to take off in abundance. Take off in abundance. Thus said the Lord. L- Listen, my brother and sister, listen. I have to say this to make sure we understand this. I'm not talking in a program. I'm talking in power. I've heard from headquarters. Thus say the Lord. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6. Look at the 19 and 20 verse. How to live days of heaven on earth and glorify God every day. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own? God said, let me handle it. Let me have it. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Go to the next verse. Let me have your life. Let me handle it. Let me show you how to live. I paid for you. And listen, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify. I hate to look at some of y'all. You're so dead. I don't even want to look at you. This is dead. Oh my goodness, my God. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your body, in your body, and in your spirit. Watch a God. You don't have no right for failure. You don't have no right for defeat. You belong to God. Man. Sit down. I'm almost through. Hey, y'all stop talking and joke. Hey, stop talking and joke while I'm talking. Y'all can have that little affair later on, but shut up. Listen, you need to listen up in here. Don't be having no conversation up in here. That's stupid. God is talking up in here. And not just a man talking, you understand? God want to do something for you. God want to promote you. God got something for you. But you think this regular church, this is not a regular church. You can't sit here and talk while I'm talking. I got news from heaven. I'm anointed. Yokes being destroyed. Burden being removed. This is not a regular church. You can't come and say, I've been to church. You got to listen. In Sunday school, baby. You about to put your glory robe on. Yeah, that's the way I am. I'm strong. I'm a leader. Yeah, I talk to you. Yes, I talk to you. You better believe I talk to you. Tell me shut up. Shut up! Listen. I received the order. That's $1,000 check there. And see, when you see people doing this, see yourself. Yes, sir. See all y'all. See yourself. You can sow a thousand. You going to sow a thousand for it over with? I said you going to sow a thousand. Pay attention. See, God got these people, and I call it out so you can know you can go there. Days of heaven on earth. All right, these next 16 minutes, I'm going to give you a lot of principles. Sit down. You better take a lot of notes. The first one is Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. You might turn to Romans 14 and 17 on this principle. Seek the kingdom and look what happened to your life. Seek the kingdom and look what happens. Happen is plural to your life. There's a lot of happening. Plural going to start taking place from this sermon all over the world. Seek the kingdom and look what happened to your life. And Romans 14, 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The next one is flowing in the name, kingdom, will, provision, cleansing, power, and glory, days of heaven on earth. And that's that prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. What you got there, flowing in the name, flowing in the kingdom, flowing in his will, flowing in his provision, flowing in his cleansing, flowing in his power, flowing in his glory, days of heaven on earth. Mark 12:30, quickly. Mark 12:30. The question is asked, how much do you love God? And look what Matthew 12:30 says. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Get there. And with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. I did that when I first got saved 57 years ago. I just fell in love with God. And I asked him to train me how to love you more. And he stuck me in the Bible. I got preachers asking me, how you like you are? I just love God. Can't get him off my mind. How much do you love God? And then John 10:10, put in your note, let the Holy Spirit reveal the fullness of abundant life to you. Let the Holy Spirit reveal the fullness of abundant life to you. And you got John 10:10, the thief comes out and steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm coming that you might have life and you might have more abundantly. You know that voice, right? What about now? Turn to Ephesians 3:20. Lord have mercy. Now unto him that is able, look at it now, to do what? No, read it. Read. Now, God ready with his hand, but how much power are you going to let work in you? Don't ever let anyone talk you out of abundance. All right, Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are the step of a good woman. You see it? The step of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delight you, and he delighted in his way. Suppose all your steps begin to be ordered by the Lord. See, the Lord take responsibility for where he leads you. As many as led by the Spirit of God, steps order. If you let him lead you and you're making steps according to his will, he is responsible for how you come out. And God never come out at the bottom. God always come out at the top. You're designed by God. Listen very carefully. the flow at the top for him on earth. Who heard that? Let me say, you are designed by God to flow at the top for him on earth. See, you're not living for yourself. You're living for him. Days of heaven on earth. It says, in the Lord's Prayer, all roads lead to glory. Will you let me train you how to live the glory life on earth? You know, I really don't care how it feels up in here right now. The glory that should be revealed in us, our lifestyle will attract many to Christ. You got to have a lifestyle. You just can't be running your mouth. And you know, you talking to me and I'm looking at you. Looking at your situation. You ain't never got no deliverance. You got to let me, God said, let me put you in position so you can be a witness for me. Let me bless you. Listen what the Lord asked me this morning. Let me bless you. Let me promote you. Come on, young man. Let me bless you. Let me promote you. I'll give this world something to look at. I'll let this world know nobody can outdo me. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you represent me right on earth, look out, promotion is on the way. Y'all listening to me? I'll take you places where the average man and the average woman never will get. I'll take you a place where football and basketball players will never get. I'll take you loaded in all places. Not just in your pocket, but you're loaded on the inside and in your pocket. I need some Christians to step out and let me flow. God said, somebody up in here let me flow. Just let me flow in your life. Just yeah, come on, son. Just yield of my life. Let me flow. God really said, I tell you, I received. That's another thousand. God has said, now you should have said, that's me. So y'all scared. Y'all scared. Yeah. I remember when I was scared. Fred Price scared the hell out of me. What that mean? That was hell in me thought I couldn't do it. It was Fred Price when I went to visit his home. And Fred is real peculiar about his stuff. And then he said, Leroy, come here. He driving a Rolls Royce. He said, sit in here so you'll know how to handle it when you get yours. Man, ain't no Rolls Royce for no one in my mind. I better get a Chevrolet. You talking about Rolls Royce? But that's the way Fred was. Then he took it, when I got in his house, he got beautiful carpet. He had beautiful carpet. And so I was stepping. Yo! Got to take your shoes off. He said, no, I'm just playing. But then a boy really made us took our shoes off at his house. He got a nice house. I took my shoes off with the rest of them, you know. And then I got in the kitchen, passing through the house in the kitchen, the man had his shoes on. I said, why he got shoes on? That was his father-in-law. You scared to tell your father-in-law to take shoes off, you ought to be scared to tell me to take my shoes off. I ain't never went back. Come on, son. I love you, too. You ain't scared, huh? Oh, no, that's $1,000 here, too. Let these people train you. I'm not out here to get your money. I'm out here to get money to you. Can y'all handle this?
Yes, sir.
I became rich by sowing. You understand? Huh? You have no idea how much my wife and I are sowing every week. In the thousand. Every week. $1,000 seed. And people need to see this all over the world. Every week, you know, how can I say this? From the revival that we had last week, or from the camp meeting, one of the greatest preachers in the world, son, is trying to get a hold of me. A lady put some cash money in my mailbox. Another lady passed screaming. She put her one down. Apostle, you set my life free. I'm so thankful. Thank God for everything. I'm powerful now. I cried like a baby. I just sat there and cried. Because she heard it. Now, be ready. There's a flood coming in your life. Be sure to open the door, baby. Be sure to know how to flow with it. God got some good things he want to do for you. Give me a couple of more minutes. Sit down. Living the glorified life will shake up the world, the whole world. And my brothers and sisters, no one will be able to stop you. Put down 1 Corinthians 2:9-12. There are blessings about to sneak in on you. For God is the God of surprises when you obey him. Let me hear that again. There are blessings about to sneak in on you. For God is the God of surprises when you obey him. Isaiah 1:19. I think I said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Keep your conscience flush at all times. Romans 9:1. And you flush your conscience with Romans 8:1. You are called to amplify the kingdom lifestyle on earth.
Yes, sir.
Philippians 2:5. I'm almost through, young man. Knowing how to wear the I am anointed and live the I am lifestyle. Knowing how to wear the I am anointing and live the I am lifestyle. Now I'm going to read this one. I want you to stand because I'm going to give you a prophecy. I don't know if I'm going to let you sit down because you might want to write some of it. Because it'll be a long prophecy. I'm going to give in a few minutes. The mysteries of the glorified lifestyle is unfolding apostolically and being imparted prophetically. Matthew 13:9-16. Now here's the prophesy for the day, and prophecy for the day, and I'll close it. Come along. No more delays, but delivery and deliverance. All things will be released at your request. It's time for you to understand and flow in the best. Divine movement are at your door, ready to flow. All ignorance will be whipped out by revelation and by my wisdom. Assurance will flow like living rivers of water at all times. Your coach will be the Holy Ghost on daily basis. Production will come from everywhere, and reward will come back to back. So don't hold your peace, but rejoice Rejoice. Rejoice. For the glory is flowing with no limit. Shocking news is about to hit the whole world about your glory life. I'm setting loose in the church world now. I'm setting loose in the church world now. I'm wrapping you in my supernatural plans for these. So get ready to flow like never before. Listen to this. Listen to this part. All limits are removed and all overflows are released. You heard it? No graves, but caves of amazing grace are on the horizon. In other words, you're not going to die early. Watch what he said about the turkey. Keep the turkey, for these are the days of Thanksgiving. No, he said, kill a turkey, for these are the days of Thanksgiving. Benefits are coming from everywhere to fulfill my plans in your life. Let your conscience bear witness with the Holy Spirit, knowing that you're being led by the Holy Ghost. You cannot be stopped or blocked, for all adversities will be locked. Robes of righteousness are being wrapped around your assignment. I'm locking you in abundance. And you won't be able to get out of my blessing. Say, I'm being wrapped in abundance right now. And I can't get out of blessing. Blessing is running me down. Blessing is everywhere. Blessing is every room in my house. Blessing is in my car. Blessing is everywhere I go. I am a walking blessing.